Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Connie Pusella, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but first we have a couple of quick updates. On Saturday, February 14th, we have our Visionary Explorers Group, and the Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And CAMLAC is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. And next up, we have our grief retreat in Fort Myers, Florida for bereaved parents only. And that's on April 17th to April 19th. And it is the classic Forever Family Foundation's grief retreat, but this time, again, it's for bereaved parents only. And it's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators all coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. It features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 54 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, let's get to our show. I'm going to introduce our lovely guest tonight. Connie is a highly evidential and respected certified medium with over two decades of experience connecting people with their loved ones on the other side. With conscious memories of spirit communication beginning at age four and three near-death experiences that deepened her connection to the afterlife, Connie's path as a medium is her soul's true calling. Certified by the Forever Family Foundation and helping parents heal, she is the award-winning author of You Are Soul Beautiful, recipient of the 2024 Speak Up Radio Firebird Award and 2024 Global Book Award. Connie's exceptional accuracy and compassionate demeanor have made her a sought-after guest on this show, Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio. Whether through private readings, group sessions, public speaking, or workshops, she is dedicated to providing life-changing, meaningful messages that help others find healing and solace, demonstrating that the bonds of love are eternal. And without further ado, hi, Connie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So it's been a minute since you're on. Well, didn't you cover for me? Did you host a few weeks ago?
I hosted for the first time. Yeah. Last month. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I forget why or where I was. I think I was I filming or something?
I think you were in California.
I think I was in California. I forget. Yeah. I don't know.
It was always a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad you, I wasn't worried about you. And I'm sure everyone listening enjoyed you too. You're a Gemini, so you're a natural. You're here on this planet to talk.
That's it.
So you did your thing. So we have a few minutes to chat before we get to our callers. So I wanted to ask you, because I get this question a lot, and my answer is kind of boring, actually. It's kind of two-part question. So we're psychic mediums, obviously. We connect with people on the other
Right.
side. But A, do you have to do anything before a reading? Like, is there any meditation or ritual or whatever else you might do? And B, do you use any tools in your mediumship, like tarot cards or crystals? Or I always get those two questions.
Yeah, so I like to stand on my head and recite the alphabet backwards. Just kidding. So,
Could you
no,
imagine?
I, you never know. No. So yeah, so for readings, for personal readings, I don't like to be in my head too much. So I'm one of those people, I'm better off the cuff. So I kind of like, I think, break a lot of traditional, rules, so to speak, where, mediums are sitting, in the power for a while and concentrating. I just get about maybe 10 minutes before my reading. I concentrate on the person's first name. I sit there quietly and I just ask spirit to be with me, bring me the information that's needed for the reading. And then I just hop right into it. For the big group meetings, of course, all of this, everybody practices good, spiritual hygiene. I make sure, I had enough sleep. I made sure I ate, all that kind of good stuff. For the groups, though, I like to, I call it dancing with spirit. I like to listen to like funky 80s music, and I kind of just like listen to that. And that just makes me happy and brings my vibration up. So I usually listen to that kind of music, before my events.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's a good one. And then what about tools? Do you use any cards, crystals, anything like that at all?
I really don't. I really don't. It's just the music and just, putting my intention out there for spirit to be there. And that's really, all I need. Once in a while, I do have like a little bowl of crystals. I know nothing about crystals. I just look at the pretty colors every once in a while. Like if I'm just coming off of something, like, let's say I had been sick for a week. I don't know. Sometimes I do find myself like I look at the crystals and I just grab one that resonates with me and I hold it. I don't know. It's just I do that every once in a while, but not as a practice, really.
Nice. I have the same answer as you. I'm kind of boring. I'm no frills. I mean, I can read tarot cards. I have them. I'll do readings for, friends or for myself or, like for
Right.
nothing professional. I could if I wanted to, but I find that for me, they get in my way. Like I'd rather just, like you said, I too am an off the cuff. Like I just kind of show up. I love
Yep.
when you said you asked spirit to show up because that's always my biggest thing. Especially if, because we're human, we're not always in the zone, right? Like
Right.
some days I got to do readings and I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to get? Because something
Yeah.
happens, my toilet bowl is not working and I'm annoyed, or I have a million dishes to do and I don't feel like doing them, or I got to run errands or pay my rent, whatever it is, physical world stuff gets in the way, and that's not the
Right.
most conducive to getting, in the zone, like getting raising your vibration. Or so I love the
Right.
music thing too. I really do love that you do that. I might implement that actually. I might like put on a little, I don't know, Mariah or something before I listen to a reading, to a reading. But I love that you mentioned asking spirit, because I will do that as like always, but especially on those days where I'm really like trying to get there,
Right.
because their spirit always has your back. Like they're always gonna help you
They
out. So
do.
I'll even tell them sometimes, I'm like, listen, I'm tired today. I'm cranky. Like you got to meet me a little more than halfway today. Like
Yeah, I
I
just
need
did
you
that.
to, yeah.
Yeah, I just did that a couple of days ago. I had an event for Ions actually,
Oh,
and
nice.
I didn't realize it was 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
Right.
and I didn't start actually delivering messages to about 10, so this is exactly, so 7 o'clock is rolling around and I got my jammies on. I'm like ready to go to bed, and so I did. I said, oh boy, you're gonna have to give me a little extra help. I'm tired. It's, we all know when our energy is best, but of course they showed up. It was great. It was
Right, it
fine.
was
So,
great. It really does help to it pays to ask,
Yes.
because they'll show up anyway. But I think if you put in the request, they'll be like, all right, Joe and Connie are going through it today. We gotta do a little bit of
Absolutely.
extra work. So I do think that helps. But I'm with you on that. The most I'll do is I'm tr my sort of New Year's resolution is to meditate more because I am so negligent with my meditation. I actually did meditate this morning for the first time, and I can't even tell you the last time I like really sat down and meditated, you know? So I'm trying to do that, but I do what you do. I kind of just like take a moment or two to like focus on the person's energy. Like yesterday, and truthfully, I'm so bad. Like I'll be washing dishes and I'm like right before a session or something. You know what I mean?
I
So
do the same
yesterday,
thing.
yeah,
I
I'm like
can't
doing
meditate.
chores.
I'm too all over the place. And so, like, what I do usually, like in the morning, I usually go for my walk or I ride my bike. And that's when I just kind of do the kind of, the affirmations, like, I'm loved, I'm blessed, I'm healthy, I'm grateful. And I just kind of do that. And then I just kind of put it out there. I say hello to my parents in spirit and my loved ones. And then I just say there, spirit, just be with me for the day. And then when I do my readings, it's just a short little, because I kind of put
A little
everything out
thing.
in the morning, and that's how I meditate.
I love that. And yeah, meditation doesn't have to be sitting, cross-legged with insight. I mean, it can't. Mine was this morning, but it can be. I get some of my best stuff when I'm doing chores around the house. I'm not even
Me
kidding.
too.
Like I will get such good downloads, like mid scrubbing something, and I'm like, oh, I gotta call that person. I think A, B, and C is happening. So it's meditation can kind of be anything. But yeah, I'm glad that we're aligned on that because I know some mediums who will do a lot more to like kind of get in the zone, and I'm always like a little jealous because I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like it would be such a good grounding, like, all right, I'm doing this thing. I'm right in the zone. We're gonna crush it. And I'm like, I'm over here like Windexing something. And then I'm like, oh
That's
crap,
well, and
I have a reading.
and being a Gemini, I try this. I'm like 4 minutes into the meditation. I'm like, all right, I'm over this. This is not
You're
keeping
like, all
my
right,
attention span. It's like,
let me get a start on dinner, and then before the reading, let me mix, let me, roll, let me roll these meatballs, whatever it is. But yeah, good. All right, cool. So we're aligned on that. All right, well, for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Connie Fusella. And be sure to check out Connie's website at www.meaningfulmessages.info. And it's Meaningful Messages on Instagram too, right?
It's Connie Fusella Psychic
Oh,
Medium now. Yeah, I changed it to make it easier. Just look for my
got
name.
it. All right, so just Google Connie, look her up on Instagram. You'll find all the things.
And there's a link tree now. I got very sophisticated.
Oh yeah, I just redid mine too. You gotta have it. Gotta have it. So go check that out. All right, so let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls? Cool. So before we get to your our first call, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with spirit, and Connie will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions. Okay, first up, we have Thelma from Georgia. Hi, Thelma.
Okay, I
Thelma,
had
are
to
you
take off
there?
me. Hello,
Oh,
I'm
hi, how are
here.
you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thelma, did you want a mini reading or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading.
Okay, great. I'll give you over to Connie.
Hi, Thelma. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you? I'm glad I got through.
Oh, good, good, good. All right. So, Thelma, as I'm thinking about you, you have a few people here in spirit. You understand you have mom in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, she's coming first, okay? I want to acknowledge she's telling me that she did pass from illness. I do feel that her lungs were compromised or there's fluid around the lungs. Do you understand that for her?
I do.
Okay, she wants to come through and thank you because I feel that you were instrumental in the care as she was declining. And she's also mentioning you have a brother, Thelma.
Yes.
She wants to acknowledge your brother. She's making reference to the D name. Is there a D name that you understand, like Donald or a first, middle, or last name with a D?
Yes.
Okay. So
Yes.
she wants to acknowledge that person as well. And also, Thelma, do you have, I feel like there's a gentleman on the same level as you, meaning like a maybe a partner. Do you have like a partner or a husband in spirit?
An ex-husband.
Okay. He wants to come through as well. And I do want to say with you, with him, I want to acknowledge him, Thelma, because I do have to say he's telling me that you were the best thing that ever happened to him. Okay. And I feel like he wants to come through and offer an apology because the way that he's showing it to me is like, boy, she was like way above my level. Like she is just somebody that I never really deserved. Do you understand that?
Yes,
Yeah, so he's
I
coming through.
do.
He wants to offer an apology. Also, you have Dad here as well, correct? In spirit?
Correct. Yes.
Yep, he's showing me. Was your dad in the Navy?
No.
Okay, he's showing me a boat. Did he have a boat or did he like to fish or be near the water?
He did fish some,
What was
but
that? I'm
my
sorry.
ex-husband would. My ex-husband was in an army.
Okay, no, this is definitely my boat sign. So it means somebody enjoyed fishing or the water. It also means for me a name like Bill or William, if you understand that.
I didn't understand. Say what now?
Do you understand a name like Bill or William?
I understand a William, which was my grandfather.
Perfect. Okay, he's also in spirit, right?
Right.
Yep, that's him chiming in. When they show me the boat symbol, it means the name Bill or William. Why? I don't know why, but that's just the way it works for me. So that's their way of just shouting out that he's as well. But you have, especially, I want to just touch upon your mom because she really is the one that, wanted to say hello. She's very, very much around you. And she's showing me, Thelma, these jars of, do you jar fruit or did she jar fruit?
A long time ago, she did.
Yeah, she's showing me that. That's like something that she did. And I don't know if it's a memory that she, you were little when she was doing that and she showed you, but she's just showing me that as a memory for her. But you have a lot of people here. And I also want to acknowledge she's showing me, do you see ducks where you live? I see these little ducks going by.
No.
Okay, is there a memory where you were feeding ducks or like a body of water? Your mom's showing me like little ducks by like a pond or a lake.
No,
Okay, I want you to think about
no.
that because there's something I feel like it's a vacation or a memory, and maybe it'll come to your mind when we're done here. But she's showing me this as like a memory, a vacation spot, a pond or a lake or a river where you would go when you were younger.
A minute left.
Okay, well, I'm gonna leave them with all their love, Thelma. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you so much,
Thank you.
Thelma. Thanks for calling.
Y'all have
Take
a great
care.
afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Awesome. All right. Ready for the next one?
Sure.
All right. Cool. Next up, we have Sarah from Florida. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks. How you doing?
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm excited.
Oh, good. We love excited. So, Sarah, you're calling for a mini reading, correct?
Yes.
Oh, I must be psychic. No, I'm kidding. All right. I'll turn you over to Connie.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, as I'm thinking about you, Sarah, you have Dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, he's coming first. He's showing me, I feel him to be like, average build. He's kind of showing me like, oh, I didn't put on a lot of weight as I got older. I pretty much maintained my figure. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I don't know why he's proud of that. So he's just saying that. Do you understand a name like Thomas?
I don't.
Okay, I'm seeing the name Tom, Thomas, or would you understand a connection to trains, commuting by the train or living by the train?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes, he says
perfect.
a
Okay.
lot of that.
All right, awesome. So your dad is showing me the number three. So are you one of three children?
It's just two of us, but he
Okay,
might
is there one in
include my
spirit?
mom in this. No, just the two of us, as far as I know.
Okay, all right. Well, let me, so they're showing me the number three. Would you understand? So three could mean three grandchildren, or the month of March is significant for someone's birthday, passing, or anniversary.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not
That's okay.
sure.
I'll let you think about that. He's also showing me September as important.
Yes, that's anniversary.
Perfect. Okay, March will make sense. Also, your did your dad ever have like a surgery on the leg, like knee surgery?
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure about
Okay,
me.
because he's showing
I
me.
did.
You did. Okay, so he's talking
Yes,
about you
I
then.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Sometimes they talk about you and sometimes they talk about themselves just to prove, hey, I know about you. I'm your dad. I know what happened. So also, do you
Right.
understand the younger male in spirit under the age of 40? I have a younger male here. He tells me that he was here one minute and he's gone the next. Okay. So I feel like this is an unexpected passing.
I'll think about that.
Okay. I want you to think about a
That's
little bit on the outskirts, like a cousin or a friend's son. There's somebody here that I feel like, you heard about. And again, I feel like it's a friend's son or an acquaintance. And I just want to acknowledge him because he's just coming through. He's what I call like a little flyby. Like he's saying, tell my mom you're still in contact with this lady, or you know of this lady whose son passed unexpectedly.
Okay. I'm going to think about that. I'm sure it'll come to me.
Okay. And is your mom in spirit?
She's not.
Okay.
No.
There's a do you have a mother-in-law? There's a lady here saying she's a mom-like figure for you.
I did have a couple mother-like figures.
Okay. Who has the connection
So,
to being a teacher?
okay, that's me.
Okay, there you go. So they want to talk about you and say, hey, I know you. So I do have this lady. She kind of feels like mom, mentor. Okay, she's coming through. And I have a connection to a name like Catherine, Kathleen, Carol. There's a CA name as well. Do you understand that?
Okay. We did have Catherine in both sides of my family.
Perfect.
So,
Okay, because,
yes.
yep, they're shouting their name, so they just want to be acknowledged and say, hey, I'm okay as well. And also, did you lose like a medium-sized dog, a little kind of fluffy dog?
My sister had some dogs who had passed.
Okay, yeah, there's like a
So that
medium-sized kind
probably.
of fluffy dog, I want to say. It doesn't look like smooth skin. It's got a little bit of longer hair to it. So they're floating around up there as well. So
Oh,
yeah,
that's
you've got
so nice.
but I just wanted to again acknowledge Dad. He's also showing me, do you understand the name Michael?
30 seconds left.
Yes.
Okay, who is Michael to
Yes.
you?
He was my dad's nephew, and he was so fond of him.
Okay. And is he still here?
He is. So yes, so he's
Okay. They
my cousin. Yes.
want to acknowledge him, like you said, very, very proud of him. So he wants to for you to pass that along, okay? Because he
Oh,
just
I
wants to
will. That's
say,
so
I'm
great.
proud of the man that you've become, okay? So I feel like he worked hard and he's always on the right track, and your dad is like really, really proud of him. He feels like second dad to this young man.
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
You're
That's
welcome.
great.
Take care now.
Well,
Thank you
thank
for
you so
calling,
much.
Sarah. Have a good night. Thank you. All right. Awesome. You're on a roll. All right. Next up, we have Zoe from New York. Hi, Zoe.
Hi. Hi, Joe. Hi,
How are
Connie.
you?
Hi.
Good.
So,
I'm
Zoe,
so
did you
nervous.
want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I want to have a mini reading, please.
Okay, great. You got it.
Okay. Hey, Zoe, how are you?
Good. Hi, honey.
So, as I think about you, I do have a woman that steps forward for me. So, do you have a mom in spirit?
No.
Okay, let me get her to come closer. She's showing me that she's saying she actually helped raise you. She was around you. So did you have a grandmother that watched you a lot and was kind of very hands-on as you were growing up?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's who I have here. She's coming through just to let me know that she's again very, very much around you. She's showing me this little dog now with her. Did you have like a little lap dog that passed?
A dog?
Yeah. Or do you have one now? It's a littler dog.
I have one now.
Okay, perfect. So your grandmother's acknowledging this dog, okay? And I do feel like the
Okay.
dog sees her, okay? She's getting her attention. She's talking about also, do you understand I got this younger male again passing under the age of, I'm going to say under the age of 45. Do you understand that?
A young male that's passing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand this is unexpected?
No.
Okay. The way that he makes me feel is that he's dealing with something, but something just all of a sudden is like out of control. And then again, he's here one second and gone the next. I feel like this young man is telling me he had a little bit of a struggle while he was here. He feels to be up and down, like depression, addiction, or something like that. Do you understand that?
Not really. I think the male who's passing, he's died from disease.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I like he was died from cancer, so it was expected.
Okay. That's okay. But we're going to acknowledge him, but I don't think that's who I have. There's somebody else here that's very up and down. Do you understand somebody that would have struggled with addiction or depression and would have had a hand in the way that they left this world?
Maybe. I think the male who died from cancer, he also suffered from depression too.
Okay, all right. That might be it. Because what I feel like is, I feel like this is what he makes me feel. I feel like in a sense I gave up a little bit, okay? So I feel like he's
Yeah.
managing for a bit, and I almost feel like he made a conscious decision, like I'm not gonna try anything else. I'm just gonna let this go. I'm ready to go. Do you understand it? That?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So that's why I feel like he wanted control of what happened to him. No more tests, no more trials, no more medication. He's saying, I'm ready. I want to let go. Okay. So I want to bring him through because he's very, very close to you. He's watching over you. Okay. Who has the B name? Like Ben, Brian?
Beaming.
It could be a last name as well or a middle name. I have a B.
Is the spirit or
No, it could be somebody around you here as well.
one of his close friends?
Okay, then now he wants to acknowledge him as well. Do you know if he played the guitar, Zoe?
No.
Okay, do you? He's showing me a guitar.
I have one, but I never played it. I don't know
Oh,
how it
okay,
is.
well, he knows about it because he's showing me the guitar. So somehow there's got to be a connection between you and him with the guitar.
Yeah,
Also,
we talk about it.
okay, great. All right. He's also showing me, I know you're from New York, but he is showing me upstate New York. Do you understand upstate New York versus New York City?
Not a minute left.
We went to upstate New York.
Perfect. So he wants to acknowledge that, as one of the memories. Okay. He's really thanking you because I feel like as he was going through, his transition, he's saying, you were there for him. He knows that you were there for him to support him. So he's just thanking you for that, Zoe. And I'm going to leave him with all his love.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Connie?
I can.
Okay, my headphones just died.
Okay.
Dangers of working with spirits. So I apologize to everyone listening if the sound quality is a little weird because my headphones just died. Okay, very good. Next up, we have Lisa from Texas. Hi, Lisa. Lisa, you there?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Can you
Hi,
hear us?
Lisa.
Hello? Hi, can you hear me? We can.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, there you are.
So, Lisa, thank you for calling tonight. Did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would like to make a connection with spirit. That would be amazing.
Okay, great.
All right, Lisa, you've got a few people here. Do you understand a connection to the name Robert? I'm hearing Robert.
I do.
Okay. And do you understand you have a father in spirit?
In a sense, yes. Oh,
Okay.
yes.
There's
I
a
mean, yes, it would be a step up, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yep. So he's coming through. There's a lot of love from him, okay? And I'm also getting the name Richard as well. Do you understand that name?
I
Richard or
don't
Rick?
understand the Richard, but the father. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Perfect. Do you have a brother?
I do have a brother.
Okay, that's your way of your stepdad acknowledging your brother. When they give me Richard, Richard is my brother's name, so I have to acknowledge brother, okay? In case you're wondering how I'm going about on my little trail here of clues. So, also, do you have a mom in spirit?
No, not
Okay,
a
there's a
mom.
lady, that mom as well.
I no, not a stepmom, but somebody that would be like a mom.
Okay, perfect. I want to acknowledge her because this lady is telling me that she watched you, and what she's saying is she's giving me the word 360, Lisa. This tells me that when you were younger or going on your way, you were going to go one way, and she said you turned around, you turned your life around, and she's watched you. She's been there for you. She's very proud of you, and she's showing me my healthcare sign. So, do you work in healthcare?
I have before. I don't at the moment,
Okay.
but I have.
Okay, perfect. So she's just saying she knows who you are. And I do feel like that, the things that you do, she's kind of showing me, like with healthcare, that, you try to help other people. So she's just kind of showing me that, she's just very proud of you. Now, I also see this golden retriever or lab type of dog here. Do you have one like that passed?
Yes.
Yeah, always
Yes,
around,
ma'am, I
okay?
do.
So he follows you around the house. He's right there with you. So just know that, okay? Now,
Oh my
why?
goodness, wow.
Yeah, who's Elizabeth?
I don't know, well, not in spirit, I don't know an Elizabeth.
Okay, is there one here?
Yes.
Okay, there's an acknowledgement to her. They want to talk about Elizabeth, okay? And then I also have to, do you understand, Lisa? Do you have a son in spirit?
Oh my gosh, yes, I do.
Yeah. So he's been waiting there patiently, okay? He's coming forward, and again, I feel like this to be an unexpected passing. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay, he's showing me again. I'm here 1 minute, I'm going the next. He wants to tell you that he didn't suffer, that he's showing me that whatever happened, it's just like he's saying, I was here 1 second, the next minute, I'm crossed over. Do you understand that?
I absolutely do.
Yeah. He also is showing me that I feel like in some way he is showing me that he feels responsible for what happened to him. Do you understand when I say that?
Yes.
Okay. So again, I'm getting my fluctuation of energy when he's here. So he's a little bit up and down, or depression, addiction, or both. You understand that?
I do.
Okay. So he's kind of
That
also
makes
giving me my sign, Lisa, that he's going like this, la 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 la, putting his hands on his head. Okay. This tells me that's my sign for, you've had some tough conversations with him. You knew he was struggling with something, but he's also showing me that he didn't show you the full picture. Okay. So I feel like he had two sides of the coin, two faces, right? He showed presented one way, but he was really struggling. Okay. And he says on purpose, he didn't really share what he was going through, but he wants to offer an apology because he says, I wish I would have listened. I wish I would have listened, he's saying. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So he's
Hello?
coming through with so much
Hello?
love for you. He's telling me June is important. Do you understand June for birthday, passing, or
Yes.
anniversary?
Oh my gosh.
Is that when he
Excellent.
passed?
Yes.
Yeah. So
Absolutely.
he's giving
It
me
is.
that information. He's showing me he's very, very much around you. He also wants to bring a horse. So what's the connection to the horse for him?
He wants to bring up.
A horse.
Connie, I think we lost Lisa.
Okay.
I think I heard
She
her phone.
dropped.
Her phone call dropped. All
No
right.
problem.
Well, at least we got to who I'm sure is her main person. So,
Yes. Yeah.
all right, well, I guess we'll move on to the next caller. But Lisa, if you're still listening, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, next up we have Mich Ooh, wait, where is it? Michelle from Massachusetts. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
How are
Hi,
you?
Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle, did you want to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Yes, I'll have a mini reading.
Okay, great. You got it.
Okay, Michelle, how are you doing tonight?
Good, good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So right away,
Good.
Michelle, I have a lady here. Do you have a mom in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, she's coming first. She's talking about this book. I feel like it's a book of recipes. Do you have a book of recipes that she left behind?
No.
Okay, what is it that's written down that was left behind from her?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I want you to think about that unless this would make sense for grandma. I know I really feel like this is like a cooking instructions, recipes, or something, unless you're the one that's always cooking with the recipes.
No.
All right, we'll let you think about that. It'll make might make sense. It's definitely
Okay.
writing. What was that?
I'll think about that.
Okay, she's letting me know that with her illness that this took a little bit of time. Do you understand that?
Bleeping out. Could you repeat that?
That her illness, her passing, it took a little bit of time with her illness.
Not so much.
Okay. Let's refocus because I know you have mom here, but I could have somebody else. I have somebody else here that's telling me this is a lady that I feel like had an illness, like a cancer-related illness. She's telling me this took a little time before she passed. Do you understand the lady with the cancer-related illness?
Mother could be my grandmother.
Okay. Was your grandmother a good cook?
She was okay.
Or I don't know why there's something that's handwritten that's left behind. So maybe I'll let you. I don't know if she wrote it on the back of pictures or something. There's something with your grandmother's handwriting, and she keeps bringing me back to that. So I'm going to acknowledge her. I'm going to go to your mom. Your mom is showing
Okay.
me that there's something I feel like that was underlying that sort of went unnoticed for a bit, and then she says something just sort of like came out of the blue, which led to her passing. Do you understand that?
Yes, she wouldn't get any health care, so she had a lot brewing.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like all of a sudden, I'm a hot mess, so to speak. Okay, so she's kind of showing me that. Okay, your mom is very stubborn. Okay, she's very like it's my way or the highway, and she just wanted to do things her way. You understand that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She's also shown me, is your dad also passed?
My dad is passed, yes.
Okay, all right. So sorry for your loss. Does she though, is there a connection to like a Elks Club or Knights of Columbus, like a social club like that?
No.
All right. There's a club affiliation your father is showing me that I see that, like somewhere they go, like play cards or something.
I don't
That
know.
making
They didn't do
sense?
that. No.
Okay. Would that make sense for you?
No.
All right. I want you to think about it because there's somehow a club affiliation here, okay, that both your parents are talking about. Wanted to say with your dad, I feel like he wants to thank you for the care. Do you understand that you were watching over his care as he declined?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, who is the female then that needs acknowledgement? There's definitely a female here that's watching over his care.
I guess that would have been my mom.
Okay, all right, so he wants to acknowledge that, okay? And
Okay.
say there's also another gentleman here, kind of on your same level. So do you have like a brother or a partner that passed?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm not quite getting the relationship. Which one is it?
My brother.
Your brother. Okay, I thought it was Bryce said that first. So I feel with him again, I feel like this is something unexpected with him as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Okay, this feels almost like my heart just stopped, like a heart attack or something just stopped. Do you understand that?
Yes, he was in a head-on collision in a motorcycle on a motorcycle.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just feel like I just stopped like that. He does want to
Yeah.
let you know again. I just feel like he transcended, very quickly. Who's the gentleman on the other side? I'm getting that symbol again. Somebody was in the Navy.
30 seconds left.
The Navy. Not sure about that.
Okay. There's a military connection, but then I also see the boat. So sometimes I see that for maybe Marines. There's a boat affiliation as well.
That could have been a cousin.
Okay, all right. I wanted to say because I feel like they're on the other side, and I feel like they were there, when your brother passed. Okay. I also see. Do you have cats?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a couple cats in spirit, but I see cats around you presently as well. So they're showing me the ones in spirit are watching over the ones here. So they're very, very much around you as well. And I just say your brother. Keeps showing me this deer. So did he hunt or do you see deer around you?
Not that I'm aware. There was a family story that was told throughout the years about him being taken to a drive-in when he was little, and there was a scene in the movie that involved a
A
deer
deer.
that was
Yeah, he wants to
hunted
mention
on
the
the top
deer.
of a
So you
car
would
that
know.
upset him.
Yeah, you would that's significant to him. So he wanted me to talk about the deer. So that was something like you said, talked about in the family. So I'm gonna leave him with all his love.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, Connie, ready for the next one? You're being very Gemini tonight. You're speeding through these. I love it. We got a few more, and then we'll release you.
Okay.
All right, next up we have Kim from Chicago. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Well, thanks. How are
Good.
you?
Hi, I can hear you guys.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So Kim, did you want to have a mini reading with in spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would like to have a reading, please.
Okay, great.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, Connie. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no problem. Do you understand a connection to a name like Anthony or Tony?
No.
Okay. I have a gentleman here, and I feel like he passed. Oh, I'm going to put him in his 80s when he passes. I feel like he's got a little bit of weight around his belly as he gets older, and but I feel he also was very particular about the way he looks, especially his hair. Does this make sense for a dad for you?
Not a dad, but maybe a dad figure.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I hear a name like Anthony, unless you understand Nick. Do you understand Nick?
Not Nick, no.
Or Nicole?
No, I'm sorry.
All right. I'm going to go with what I heard. On, there's a reason why I'm bringing both those names. But there's like an Anthony or a Tony. There's a name. And it could be a middle name, okay? And I feel like it belongs
okay.
to somebody on the other side. But I
okay.
want to acknowledge.
It doesn't come to mind.
Okay, that's fine. So I want to just acknowledge this father figure. He's very, again, very, very much around you, watching you. He's also showing, he's pointing to his stomach area. Do you understand there's issues in the stomach before he passes or that area, the midsection?
Okay.
Right? You understand that? And then also, as I'm talking
yes.
to him, a woman is coming up here now. Do you have a mom in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, she wants to come in. I'm seeing with her, she keeps showing me like her hair, okay? Was she also particular about her hair?
Very much so.
Yeah. She's like perfectly like coiffed, like, you know, always put together and, you know, doesn't leave the house without her makeup and lipstick. She's just very put together as I see her. You understand that?
Very much so.
Yeah, she's showing me jewelry. I also feel like she liked jewelry. And even though if it was real or costume jewelry, she's very coordinated. She's showing me in particular pearls. Did she leave pearls behind?
No, not that I'm aware of so far.
Okay. She's showing, I don't know, would she have worn pearls or something with pearls or a name like Pearl?
Oh, there was a name of Pearl, yes, back in her family, yes.
There you go. Also passed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they like to shout out their names. Now I'm hearing Fran, Frank, Francis.
Gosh, no.
Okay. If you don't understand that, is there a connection to France, a memory or a trip?
I have been to France, yes.
There it is. Yeah. So this is your mom just telling me about you, what she knows. Okay. Why am I seeing Alaska?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Have you been to Alaska?
No.
Okay. So I see this symbol. It usually means Alaska. Sometimes it means Canada. Is there a connection to either or Alaska or Canada?
Canada, there is.
Okay, so they want to just acknowledge that. I'm terrible with geography, so they just show me these, like, snow-capped mountains, and, you know, it's got to be one or the other. So,
right.
So they're
you.
Just, what was that?
I hear you.
Okay, gotcha. So your mom is the one I feel like that wants to do the talking. Do you understand somebody had some, that she had mobility issues in the end?
Yes.
Because she's talking about, like, her hips. Did she have hip surgery or did she have a fall?
Yeah, she had back problems that ended up hip problems, so yeah.
That's what she's showing me, okay? This, believe it or not, and she's kind of funny about this, this affected, like, the way that her shoes.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, she liked to wear, like, fashionable shoes, and then she had these problems, and it's like, oh, boy, I can't wear, like, the nice high-heeled shoes I used to like to wear. You understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's showing me that. But she's again, very, very much around. Now, who has the name, like, Mary, Marie, Margaret?
My daughter has Melinda.
Okay, the MA name. Okay, wants to acknowledge her. Okay, and then also, is there like a James or Jason? There's a JA name.
I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, I feel, or Jay, I hear Jay. So they want to bring that name as well. Well, now, let's see, what else can she show me? She's showing me the month of November is important for a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
Yes, it's all of our birthdays.
Oh, look at that. All right, great. And then she's also showing me like a ruby. So is the ruby stone significant or the month of July?
Red was her favorite color.
There it is. Okay, great, great. Yeah, she's very, very much around. She's a lovely lady, both, you know, inwardly and outwardly as I can see her. I'm just going to leave her with all her love.
All right, thank you. Is there anything else from my daughter, Melinda?
Let's see here. So she's showing me that I keep hearing, stay the course, stay the course. So did she just like make a recent like life change or a big decision?
Well, yes, somewhat.
Okay, yeah, because it's kind of like, okay, you're going in a new direction or a different direction, and your mom is saying, just stay with it. You know, hang in there, stay with it. Everything's going to be okay.
All right.
All right, you take care now.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Take care. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, well, Connie, we have pretty much made it to the end. We did it. Okay, so we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Connie Frisella, for joining us this evening. And Connie, if our listeners want more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to do it your website?
Yep, the website, or go to Instagram at Psychic Medium Connie Frisella. And again, there's a link tree there with all the links to my website and events and things like that. Or under Facebook, just Google my name. There's a personal page. And then Connie Frisella Psychic Medium is my business page.
And then where can everyone buy your book? Amazon?
Amazon. Oh, yep. You yep. are so beautiful. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's in a paperback, ebook. It's Books a Million in like 10 different countries. It's all around.
Awesome. Connie, real quick, not to blow up your spot, but my guides told me that you're writing another book. Are you doing that already right now?
I just thought about doing that. And I was like, I haven't thought of what it's going to be. But I'm like, you know, I'm going to write another book.
Yeah, they told me, they literally just said it's almost like they wanted me to put you on the spot, like, make sure you bring up the book. So now she has to write it. So
yeah,
gotta hold Connie to it. And there will be a link to the book in this on this episode page as well. So you could find a link there as
yep.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Well, thank you again for being here. I always, you know,
you're
I
welcome.
Love having you. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta's the handle. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.